Harlequin Special Edition and Harper Audio present True Blue by Diana Palmer. Performed by Todd McLaren. Chapter 1.
We could lose the case, San Antonio Detective Sergeant Rick Marquez muttered as he glared at one of the newest detectives on his squad.
I'm really sorry, Gwendolyn Casaway said, wincing. I tripped. It was an accident.
He stared at her through narrowed dark eyes, his sensual lips compressed.
You tripped because you're nearsighted and you won't wear glasses.
Personally, he didn't think the lack of them did anything for her, if vanity was the issue. She had a pleasant face and an exquisite complexion, but she was no raving beauty. Her finest feature was her wealth of thick, platinum blonde hair that she wore in a high bun on top of her head. She never wore it down.
Glasses get in my way, and I can't ever get them clean enough, she muttered. That coating just causes smears unless you use the proper cleaning materials. And I can't ever find them, she said defensively.
He drew in a long, exasperated breath and perched on the edge of the desk in his office. In the posture, his 45 Colt ECP in its distinctive leather holster was displayed next to his badge on his belt. So were his powerful legs, and to their best advantage. He was tall and muscular, without it being obvious. He had a light olive complexion and thick, long black hair that he wore in a ponytail. He was very attractive, but he could never seem to wind up with a serious girlfriend. Women found him useful as a sympathetic shoulder to cry on over their true loves. One woman refused to date him when she realized that he wore his pistol even off duty. He tried to explain that it was a necessary thing, but it hadn't given him any points with her. He went to the opera, which he loved, all alone. He went everywhere alone. He was almost 31 and lonelier than ever. It made him irritable.
And here was Gwen making it all worse, messing up his crime scene, threatening the delicate chain of evidence that could lead to a conviction in a complex murder.
A college freshman, pretty and blonde, had been brutally assaulted and killed. They had no suspects, and trace evidence was very sketchy already. Gwen had almost contaminated the scene by stepping too close to a blood smear. He was not in a good mood. He was hungry. He was going to be late for lunch because he had to chew her out. If he didn't, the lieutenant surely would. And Cal Hollister was even meaner than Marquez.
You could also lose your job, Marquez pointed out. You're new in the department.
She grimaced.
I know,
she shrugged.
I guess I could go back to the Atlanta PD if I had to,
she said with grim resignation. She looked at him with pale green eyes that were almost translucent. He'd never seen eyes that color.
You just have to be more careful, Casaway, he cautioned.
Yes, sir. I'll do my best.
He tried not to look at the T-shirt she was wearing under a lightweight denim jacket with her jeans. It was unseasonably warm for November, but a jacket felt good against the morning chill. On her T-shirt was a picture of a little green alien, the sort sold in novelty shops, with a legend that read, Have you seen my spaceship? He averted his eyes and tried not to grin. She tugged her jacket closer.
Sorry, but they don't have any regulations against T-shirts here, do they?
If the lieutenant sees that one, you'll find out, he said.
She sighed.
I'll try to conform. It's just that I come from a very weird family. My mother worked for the FBI. My father was, in the military. My brother is...
She hesitated and swallowed.
My brother was in military intelligence.
He frowned.
Deceased?
She nodded. She still couldn't talk about it. The pain was too fresh.
Sorry, he said stiffly.
She shifted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?